Welcome to Just Words, the stories of working people in our community. Over the past year on this series, we followed the campaign run by cleaners at Camden Yards for better working conditions and to better their wages that were only at $7 an hour. On September 6, 2007, the Maryland Stadium Authority voted to give cleaners a living wage of $11.30 starting next spring, giving the workers a victory they had worked for since 2002. Last March, we talked to one of those workers, Robert, a father of three children who spoke about the stress of trying to provide for his family on just a few hundred dollars a month. What difference will this new wage make on his life?
Whew. The difference that would make. Okay, $7 an hour. $7 an hour, you can go to McDonald's on $7 an hour. I can go to Applebee's on 11:30. That's the difference. That's pretty much the difference there. Now, it's more affordable. I can go out and take two checks and combine those checks and get at least a one-bedroom apartment where I couldn't do it with $7 an hour, okay? I can go out and I can take one of my paychecks from 1 week and go shopping for clothes and take the next one the next week and pay the bills with, whereas though I wouldn't be able to do that with $7 an hour.
But as excited as Robert is about how this raise in his wages will change his life, he's far more focused on what it's going to mean for his children.
11:30 an hour would change the lives of my children because, you know, now they can get some of the things that they really, really want. You know, some of the things that they see other kids with, you know, that I haven't been able to get for them. The first thing is going to change is I'm going to be able to get them someplace of their own. See, right now I'm still traveling between two different places. I'm functioning homeless. I haven't been able to get established the way I want to because I don't have the income that I need. I have one child that's with me. I have two children that's with the mother. I'm going to bring my children together. $7 an hour, I can't do that. 11:30, I can do that. I can do that.
Robert's life has been transformed by his experience forming a union and fighting for and winning a living wage.
Well, at first, I just thought that, you know, big businesses can do what they want to do. But I got involved, I started seeing that even a little man can make a change. If you see injustice and you attack it, you can change it. As long as you keep going forward with it. So it's built my self-esteem up because I was a part of something that has never been done before. And I'm like, whoa. Man, we up there with the historians here. And people can look back and they say, well, look, it was a small organization that did something humongous. Right here in Baltimore. Unheard of. Right here in Baltimore. Most people walking around the street don't think you can accomplish anything in Baltimore. We did. Things will change. It just takes one step at a time. One step at a time. First Camden Yards, who knows next? Who knows what's next?
Just Words is a production of the Center for Emerging Media, produced by Jessica Phillips through a grant from OSI Baltimore. Investing in solutions to Baltimore's toughest problems with audacious thinking for lasting change. On the web at osi-baltimore.org. To hear more of these stories, visit us on the web at centerforemergingmedia.com or email us at justwords@wypr.org. I'm Mark Steiner. Thanks for listening to Just Words.